Right, you got to do your intro shit, Jack, because it's your one, you know? It's Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Should I see if I can remember it?
Yeah, I think you got it. Do, re, mi, fa, to, la.
Figaro, Figaro, Figaro.
Figaro.
All right, welcome back to the midweek We Are T1D podcast. This is the episode for you, the listeners, where we celebrate your wins and we try and give some advice on your struggles. And also, you get a little sneak peek at the outtakes.
Yeah, and hopefully we don't have too many outtakes because we're obviously very professional in what we do.
Oh, we're so professional. So, so professional.
Yes, we are.
Like, we haven't got a hard drive stored with just outtake clips.
Yeah, I know. I'm running out of space. Oh, all right, let's get into the struggles.
Come on.
What are you struggling with? Right, so first struggle of the day is bleeding very badly with every injection, and that comes from type 1 food lover.
Ooh. I still bleed like quite often. I catch like a little vein or something.
I feel your struggle. It has happened.
Yeah, it always tends to be when I've got a white t-shirt on as well. Or you don't realize, and then you like look down at your top later and you go, oh shit.
I just got a vision. You know, you do your injection in your bum sometimes.
Yeah.
You don't realise it bleeds. You take them off like, oh my God, I need to go to the doctors.
Yeah. It tends to, when I do my, I'll do my lateness in my thighs, and that tends to make me bleed quite often, to be honest, in my legs. And it's not painful.
It's like a finger prick, isn't it?
Mm. So we get into the next one, which is from T1D Megan. And she said, a high last night that I just couldn't resolve for a long while.
Yeah.
I hate it when that happens.
I had that last night.
Just stubborn bastards.
I woke up at 2 a.m., done an injection, woke back up and I was 18.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, mate, it's fucking bullshit.
Well, I've done the thing that I do quite often on Saturday and ate quite a shitty meal, split me bolus, and then fell asleep before doing the split.
I can relate. I keep falling asleep.
Yeah, I woke up at like 16, 17. It weren't good.
Mm. You can't sleep with diabetes. You can't sleep on diabetes. There you go.
You can't sleep with it either, for fuck's sake. No.
Very true. All right. Let's before I get into outtakes, I had to update my low alarm.
What have you done?
You ready for it, Jack?
Go on.
Shalom, shalom.
My daughter Jamie hates it.
Oh, bro. Oh, I could. There's so many different scenarios going through my head at the moment when that could just go off.
Yes, loads.
Imagine you're in a church, a Christian church,
or a mosque. Shalom, shalom.
I'm crying.
Yeah, so imagine me being at work, walking around the shop floor. Shalom, shalom.
Oh man!
I had to tell Callum today. I said I've updated my low alarm. He's like, "Why? What have you done?"
Oh mate, at least it will put a smile on your face in a bad situation.
Yeah, exactly. But the problem is, I say shalom for about half an hour before I do anything now. But yeah, it does cheer me up.
That is quality.
Right, let's get into these outtakes. Oh, we got a jingle. I forgot about that.
You won't need to get one shot.
Make it count. And if it don't work, then edit it out. All right, so first clip. As we spoke about it on the other one, let's do it. Right, so first up we have Mrs. T. I pity the fool. No, I'm joking. Right, so first up we have...
You hit yourself when you're low.
Get some nuts. We had to throw that one in because I mentioned it, so... Right, I don't know what this one is. I have no idea.
Oh, I thought you had one prepped.
Fuck no. I forgot about it. Oh, that was with the random facts.
I remember that now. I was sitting there on the edge of my seat waiting for it, and you was like, give me 2 minutes, mate. I've just got to have a search.
Right, so I'm gonna fill with some outtakes from older episodes. This is from episode 35.
My turn.
I need to grab one.
You go for it. I'm eating Wotsits and drinking Coke.
I don't know. Right, I'll just go straight into another one. I have no explanation. I have no explanation. Hey, thanks, Jack. You saved me.
Lord.
Yeah, that's how I got introduced to it in hospital. This one is for a long time. This one for a short time. Let me know, friend. You want long time or short time?
Oh, my God. Where did that come from?
What?
Just weird voice prompt.
I don't know. I have many voices in my head.
Oh, mate.
Do you know what? When you're playing these old ones, it's coming back to me as you're playing it.
Yeah. Oh, right, let's try this one. I don't know what the fuck this one is. Now, Pringles fuck me up because I eat too many every time.
Yeah, it's my exact problem. Shouldn't have them next to me when we're doing a podcast. I'm putting the lid back on.
Buy yourself a pack of chewing gum.
I've got loads of that.
Yeah, just have some. It will stop you eating.
Oh, yeah? Sorry. Fucking dietitian.
It used to be a trick I used to do when I was high. I used to chew chewing gum.
Sorry, mate.
And then it convinces your body you're eating and then it makes insulin release faster.
What, chewing gum?
I don't know. I'm talking shit, but it sounds very logical.
Start the wind off, bro.
That was episode 28.
You know what? Admitting that you were chatting shit is the first step to recovery, mate.
Recovery. So yeah, we didn't have many outtakes from Sunday's episode, which is actually quite nice.
It saves your little fingers editing, doesn't it?
It does, and I edited very fast on Saturday, literally day before again.
Yeah.
That is it. Let's get into the...
Yo, let me begin, because it's time for the listener win.
You and them bloody jingles.
Just back
I just want to hear the wins.
Let's hear it.
Right, so first up, we've got T1D Megan. She's coming back with a win. She goes, really working on caring for my diabetes and found out my HbA1c is the lowest ever. Yes. Well done.
Wicked.
That is wicked.
That little magic number that you get is just, when it goes down, it's the best feeling ever.
It is. Jack, it's your turn.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Next up, we've got Mrs. T2, and she says, having a cheeky weekend in Benidorm.
Wait.
Hashtag, I pity the fool.
I pity the fool.
I pity the fool.
I pity the fool that comes back with no tan.
I pity the fool who gets pissed on the beach.
I pity the fool with no nuts.
Get some sun.
You're not yourself when you get no sun.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're sorry.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. I'm very jealous.
I am as well, yeah. I need some sun. Alright, so next up we have Emma Bradbury. Levels for my daughter have been better, but a lot more hypos.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Better levels are better.
Yeah, and hypos, like I say, are they're not, obviously they're not great, and they do make you feel like shit, but they are easier to treat, I find.
Yeah, and they probably like sweets.
I like sweets.
I like sweets. Started having jelly babies lately, actually.
Oh, so have I.
Have you? Snap.
Yeah, the old proper ones with like the flour on them.
No, I've gone for the non-flour ones.
Ooh, what are they, unbranded then? I've gone for the actual branded ones.
They are pocket-sized Haribo little jelly babies.
Ooh, little baby ones.
Little baby ones.
I've got big ones.
Well, mine are little colourful baby ones. I'm just grinning.
I've lost it.
Oh, God. He stickled himself. Goochie, goochie, goo.
Oh, I'm in a very giggly mood today, bruv.
That's good.
Yeah, it is good. It's fucking fantastic.
Do you want to do the last win, though?
Is there another one, is there? Oh, yeah, I forgot to scroll down. I'm sorry. I'm having a nightmare today.
Do you know what? As it's the outtake episode, I'm not editing it. Everything is staying. I don't give a shit.
Oh, man. Okay, right. So last we've got, this one's from Rob, and he says he saw DSN and they were very happy.
Yes, Rob.
Well done. Smashed it.
Well done, mate.
Smashed it.
So yeah, that's it this week, guys.
That is it.
I put out my story extremely late.
Yes. Well, I didn't actually put my story up until you text me saying, shit, I forgot to put the story up.
Yeah. So that's us being professional. So it's a shorter episode.
Yeah.
But we hope you like it.
Yeah. Make sure you get involved with everything that's got going on. Keep sharing, keep liking, keep leaving reviews. And thank you so much. We hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah. See you Sunday.
Bye-bye.